Each year around Christmas, we might attend a church service or watch children portray the birth of Jesus. It's a story many of us have heard and seen countless times. But when Roy encountered that story in a homeless shelter in the Bronx, the impact on those working the shelter was one still felt today. The story is this edition on the American Countryside.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can you help your community make a turnaround for the better? Andrew McCray covers these topics and many others in his book, The Total Town Makeover. It's just one of six books you'll find from Andrew McCray at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on the Books tab at the top of the page. They're based on Andrew's American Countryside broadcast, perfect for you, and they make great gifts, too. Go to AmericanCountryside.com and click on the Books tab for gifts for you and others this season.
Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. Chris Meyergird grew up in Kansas and got his degree in animal science, but he felt a call to serve others. Little did he know that God's call for his life, he says, was to be a Franciscan friar in a tough part of the Bronx, New York.
There's still a good amount of drug activity, gang activity. We're in between two sets of projects.
Today, he is Father Xavier, and his community provides a homeless shelter and youth programming in the neighborhood.
People turn to us and they're like, well, how do you do this? How do you give your life to this and see so much darkness and see so much difficulty? And the reality is we see God so often through the people that come to us.
They provide service to people of all faiths or even no faith background. But as a Franciscan, they share the word of God and hold a nighttime prayer. Father Xavier remembers a man who spoke to him in a sense, a man named Roy, who was going blind. It was a Bible reading from Christmas time when the baby Jesus was presented in the temple.
It comes from the Gospel of Luke. It's when Mary and Joseph bring the infant Jesus into the temple. And Simeon says, now, Lord, you may let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people.
It was a powerful moment for Xavier.
This man who we had to make a special booklet for this night prayer for him, such that like each letter was at least an inch tall, and he would hold it right up to his eyes just so he could see it. And here he's saying, my own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared.
And although he is far from the wheat fields of Kansas, he says he feels at home in the inner city with the Franciscan Friars of the Renewal, serving others and sharing a message of hope and salvation with those in need. Traveling the countryside in New Rochelle, New York, I'm Andrew McCray.